If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she says, I must ask.
My husband.
Okay. And a man would say, I must ask.
My wife.
And a woman who has lost her husband is called a?
Widow.
And the man whose daughter you are is called your?
Father. Mm-hmm.
And what did you call your father when you were a child?
Papa.
Do you have any other affectionate terms?
Well, that's all I ever got a chance to say. My father died when I was very small before I ever went to school. We just called him Papa.
Okay. But
that's Papa, Daddy, Father, all those names didn't get applied, but we used to say Papa.
Okay. And his wife is called your?
Mother.
Mm-hmm. And what did you call your mother?
Mama. Okay.
And your father and mother together are called your?
Parents.
Mm-hmm. And your father's father is called your?
Granddaddy.
Okay, now, what would you call him?
Grandpa.
And his wife would be your?
Grandmother.
And what did you call her?
Grandma.
Okay. Do you have any other affectionate terms that you
can call Grandma, Granddaddy?
Okay. Let's see. A name that a child is known by just in the family is called a?
Beg pardon?
Sometimes children are known by names only in the family.
Yeah.
You know, other people don't know about.
Junior and Senior.
Yeah.
Mary well, Junior, Henry Junior, Senior, named after the parent.
Yeah, how about a name that, what would you call a name that was given to a child that isn't his real name, but...
Adopted child. He's a...
No, he may not be adopted. He would just be a... It's a special name for him. What would you call
a special
that name?
Special name for a child.
Yeah.
Well, he'd have a family name. Wouldn't that be a family name? A surname?
Okay.
You call it a surname?
Do you have pet names or nicknames?
Oh, yes, pet name. Oh, a pet name or a nickname. Sometimes we call them different things.
Okay. Now, something on wheels that you can put a baby in.
A buggy.
Mm-hmm. And is there another kind?
Carriage.
What's the difference?
Baby carriage. Well, now, what they used to have was a big four-wheel buggy that you put the baby down in and call it a buggy.
Uh-huh.
And now they have the little things that you roll with the top of them, and they call them carriages or something like that.
Okay. And you would put the baby in the carriage and go out and?
Walk, stroll, shop.
Okay. Your children are your sons and?
Daughters.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say, in fact, she's still a little?
Girl.
If a woman is going to have a child, you'd say that she is?
Pregnant.
Or do you have any other terms? Remember any other slang terms?
Oh, yeah, people used to say that. People don't use those terms now. They used to speak of a girl being out of order. She's out of order. And speak of a girl being big. She's big, mm-hmm. or something like that. But I know that word big was used often. She's big. And it sounds so foolish now after terminology changed. You know what I mean? But people don't use that now. Okay. She's pregnant. Pregnant is very... common word now, mm-hmm. Pregnant and sex.
If you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you might send for is a?
Godmother.
Okay. Do you know of any other names?
Midwife. Okay. Yeah, we used to call them all the time.
Okay. And if a boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father and the same shaped nose, you would say he?
He's just like his father. He resembles his father.
Okay. If, mother has looked after three children until they are all grown up. You say she has?
Three children.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. If a child has misbehaved, you might say that if you do that again, I'll give you a good...
Spanking.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody named Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you'd say Bob...
Has grown.
Okay, or you'd say Bob a lot in 1 year.
Bob has grown a lot in 1 year.
Okay. You might say, my, how you've...
Have grown.
Mm-hmm. And Bob came up so fast you could almost see him.
Grow.
Okay. A child that's born to an unmarried woman is a...
I don't know. They call him a bastard. Is that what you had, honey? Illegitimate.
Do you have any other names?
Illegitimate and...